Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together on this beautiful Monday morning. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to today's morning motivation broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our topic for this morning is the path to victory. Don't abort your blessings. The path to victory. Don't abort your blessings. And our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, save the date to make sure you come out and worship with me this Friday night, September 22nd, at Outreach of Excitement Church at 7:30 p.m. for their women's conference. Their theme is Women Who Refuse to Compromise, and I will be ministering on that night. Now, their address is on my website at feeldfire.com, so make sure you go there and get that information. That is also the day before my birthday, because my birthday is on Saturday, so I look forward to you worshiping and celebrating with me this Friday night. Number two, you know that we're about to start our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. Last year in 2016, we counted down the last 100 days of that year going into a fruitful 2017, and can you believe it? Within another week, we'll be at the last 100 days of 2018. So make sure you go to feeldfire.com to order your Remove All Clutter Challenge journal so that you'll be able to keep up with the challenge and the task that we assign each day. And finally, set your alarms to tune in to Morning Motivation Live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you miss it at 6:30 live, I post the recording on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern each day. So set your alarm to go to feeldfire.com so you don't miss this powerful hot breakfast for your soul, or follow me on Facebook because I post it there as well, and that's at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Well, those are our announcements. Govern yourself accordingly, and if you weren't able to write these down, go back to feeldfire.com today and plug everything into your phone. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I'm in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, and I'm reading from the KJV. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, and this applies to women as well, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? The path to victory. Don't abort your blessings. Yesterday, I was discussing football with someone who asked me who is my favorite player. I responded, Tom Brady, quarterback for the New England Patriots, who also holds the record for the most Super Bowl rings on one team at 5 rings. Now, Mr. Charles Haley, for those of you who are NFL fans, had 5 rings, but there were different teams. So the person responded that he felt I must like Brady for the wins. I replied, no, I like him for the wins despite his backdrop story. Then he asked if I had the magic hat like Brady for winning. I replied, no, I have the magic knees for kneeling in prayer. Now, some of you may not like Brady or that I stated Brady. Even now, you're allowing Satan to make you miss the message or the forest for the trees because I didn't call out someone that you liked or one of our great African-American players or because you don't like Brady because he supported President Trump. Well, if you're going to miss this powerful word for you, if you're going to go ahead and abort your blessing of what today's message is going to do for you because you disagree with whom I like, then you already have an issue about being successful on the path to victory. Now, we know that there are some great players of all races who have overcome struggles that Brady will never encounter in his life, but that's not what this message is about. And quite frankly, although I'm African American, I have people who listen to this broadcast in 8 different countries. They're not all African Americans. So again, don't get caught up in that today. Let's talk about the road to victory. In the word that I read to you today, Jesus began to lay out what it takes to be able to be successful on this path to victory and not abort your blessings. You see, there were many people saying to him, I want to follow you. I want to receive what you have for me. I want to live the life that you've ordained for me, Lord. I want to be successful. I want to accomplish my purpose. But every time he would tell them what it required, they would come up with an excuse. For example, we saw that one person replied, well, I want to follow you now, but I need to go bury someone. Another person replied, well, let me first go home and tell the people who are there goodbye. And they kept giving excuses till Jesus finally had to lay down the rule or the law on them and say, look, no person who puts his or her hands to the plow to move forward but spends that time looking backward is fit for the kingdom of God or is fit to accomplish purpose and victory. Because the truth of the matter is that you cannot travel in 2 directions simultaneously. You cannot be running forward and pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in the Lord, or to be a great mom or a great dad, or to be a great entrepreneur, great employer, great employee, great business owner, to be a great athlete. You cannot be pressing forward to be a great son, sister, daughter, a brother. You cannot be pressing forward to be all that you're supposed to be, whatever your goals are, while you are constantly looking back with longing for the days of yesteryear. This is why some of us are always settling for less than we deserve, because we would rather exist in the familiarity of less than to step out on faith and go forward to more than enough. That's some powerful word right there, isn't it? We see it every day. Some of us will stay in horrible relationships, you know, boyfriends or girlfriends who we know are not good for us. We see it. The cycle is deteriorating. There's nothing good about the relationship, but we're familiar with them and we say, I'd rather accept what they offer than step out and go into a new relationship with someone else. We do this on our jobs. We do this in our churches. In other words, we stay in places that keep us looking backward instead of moving forward in life. Now, I don't have but 15 minutes, so I want to give you 4 quick things that you need to make sure you are doing to be successful on the path to victory and not abort your blessings. Number one, learn how to disagree respectfully. Part of Tom Brady's story is that all throughout his career, even back in high school, he always was behind someone else. You see, Brady was never the starting quarterback.
When he was in high school, he was the backup. When he was in college at the University of Michigan, he was the backup. When he was recruited or drafted into the NFL in the sixth round to the New England Patriots, he was the backup. Despite all of the talent that he always had to sit behind someone else. Now, he could have chosen to go out into the media and talk about how unfair this was, how he was not being given opportunities. He could have chosen to bash his employers or his coaches in the media. He could have chosen to say why he deserved to be where he should have been at that time. But he learned how to channel his anger and frustration in such a way that it would benefit him later on. Throughout life, on this path to victory, you will encounter times, people, and situations where you are being treated unfairly. You will encounter people with whom you do not disagree, but because of their status in your life, be it your family, your friends, your employer, you still have to have communication with them. Be sure that you don't cut your nose off to spite your face in the manner or the methodology that you use to disagree. Now, this does not mean that you do not stand up for yourself. There is a time and a place for everything. Sometimes it is a time to keep silent, but other times it is a time of war. Sometimes it is a time to disagree nicely, and other times it's the time for you to stand up for yourself in such a manner as you have never done, to set the law and the limits for people to understand that you know your worth. But even when in all of that, learn to disagree in such a way that you assassinate the issue. You annihilate the issue, but you don't destroy or burn the bridge because you may have to go back over there again. So number one, learn how to disagree respectfully. Even in today's word, we saw how when Jesus would respond to these people, he didn't call them all kinds of names, but he did address their excuses and their issues. Number two, remain committed through hard times. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 3, the Bible tells us, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." See, on the path to victory, there will be hard times. There is no way to accomplish what you really want without undergoing some times where everything is not going the way that you planned. One of the antidotes we always say is, anything worth having is worth fighting for. You see, there will be days that you will be up, and there will be days that you will be down. There will be days that everything will go the way you planned it, and there will be days that nothing will pan out the way you planned it. There will be days that you will have money and everything that you need to bring about your success, and there will be days that you have nothing and feel like you need to file bankruptcy. But I need to encourage you to remain committed throughout the hard times. Don't give up. Know what you're fighting for and stay committed through the path, because in the long term, it's going to be worth it. Number three, expect setbacks. Repeat that after me wherever you are. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Expect setbacks. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible states, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." It didn't say it's likely, there's a probability, it's highly likely, or maybe. It says you shall. That means that this is an absolute fact, that as we live for the Lord, setbacks are going to come. But do not allow the temporary layover of a setback cause you to abort your blessing by canceling your flight to your destination. That was good, wasn't it? So I'll repeat it. Do not allow the temporary setbacks of a layover cause you to abort your blessing by canceling the flight to your destination. When you build into your mind and spirit that setbacks will come, that maybe you're trying to establish the business and now you don't have a specific permit that you needed, or there's some more funds needed than you initially projected, or maybe you are playing sports, as I focused on Tim Brady this morning, and you're not getting the playing time that you deserve, and all you're doing is just waiting for your opportunity. Well, I'm reminding you that the word tells us these setbacks will come, whether it is in your business, your marriage, your home, with your children, on your job, in your own life, in your church. Please remember that what setbacks will come. So you have to expect that and not allow that to overcome you or cause you to abort your blessing. Number four, which is our final step, shine like nobody's business when it's your time. Now, I told you previously that in every situation where Brady started in football, he was always the backup quarterback. And in some cases, he was maybe five or six people down the depth chart. Now, he could have decided that he was going to quit. But no, he decided that he was going to wait out his time and that when the time came, he was going to shine like nobody's business. Now, Brady even talks about a time when he went to see a sports psychologist because he was so frustrated with always waiting for his time when he knew the people in front of him were not as good as him, were not as talented as him. And so he went to see a sports psychologist about this frustration, and that psychologist helped him to learn how to channel that frustration in the appropriate place. But whenever Brady's time would come to shine, you know what he did? Oh, he would just shine, shine, shine. You see, this becomes the issue for some of us. We have learned how to disagree respectfully. We have learned how to remain committed. We have learned how to expect setbacks. But then when our time comes to shine, we won't put our best foot forward. Now, this may be for many factors. For some of us, it is because we still doubt our own self-worth. For others of us, it is because we do not want to outshine our friends nor our peers. So rather than risk them calling us a goody two-shoes or he thinks he's something or she thinks she's something, we will dumb ourselves down. We will let ourselves shine at only 30 watts when we are a 100-watt bulb. Why would you do that when God has given you talents and gifting? He has placed an anointing on your life so that you can shine, and when you shine, you are able to powerfully and positively impact the kingdom of God. Why would you now get the door open to the platform for everything that you said you've been wanting your whole life, and then you don't want to shine? You see, as an attorney, I want to shine. I became an attorney after my brother was incarcerated, and I knew that evangelism was my call and fighting injustice is my purpose. So when I have these opportunities, I have to shine. And I remember one time I was just getting so weary of all of the work and fighting for so many people who were unappreciative despite the fact that I was winning their cases. And I was talking to my brother-in-law, and he said to me, "Well, now you finally got what you wanted. All these years you said you wanted to be an attorney." You know, after my brother was incarcerated, I enrolled in law school, and I was just always excited about this. He said, "And now here you are, and now you're complaining." Oh, that hit me like a bag of bricks. I don't mind being transparent with you. It hit me like a bag of bricks. And I said, "He's right. I got what I wanted. I'm an attorney. I'm a registered nurse. I'm ministering the gospel. I am living my dream. And here I am getting, letting setbacks of some unappreciative people almost cause me to cancel the flight of my destination. So I had to regroup myself. I had to get my second wind." And that's what I'm doing to you and for you this morning as we are about to go into prayer as our time is running. That I encourage you today that you shine like nobody's business. Whatever you are doing in life, whether it's in business, whether you're an employee, whether you decide to be a stay-at-home mom, father, whatever you are doing, when that platform opens for you, when that door opens for you, I want you to come out like a horse at the Kentucky Derby. This is yours to win or it's yours to lose. You shine, shine, shine. Now we have to get ready to go into prayer. You ought to already be in the spirit because this word is so powerful this morning. Pray with me, brothers and sisters. Father, we come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. We ask for the forgiveness of every sin, and we honor you for this word today because you are setting us on the path to victory so that we do not cause ourselves to abort our blessings. Now, Father, for everyone listening today, for every time that we have decided we were going to give up, for every time that we have allowed the frustrations of life to come in and overtake us, to almost defeat us, we repent and we say we're sorry right now. And, Father, we ask that you would help us today to allow our second wind to take hold, that we don't give up and we don't remove ourselves from this race. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Help us to stay the course and remain faithful. Now, Lord, this morning, we say that we need you. We understand that we cannot accomplish this by ourselves, but through you, all things are possible. So whatever we're believing you for, we are proclaiming that it will come into existence today. When did we say, Father? Today. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. It's here. Our time is here. The door is open. It is for us to make sure that we are following the steps I've laid out today so that we do not abort our blessings. And Father, we believe today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We believe that it is your will, Father, that we be in good health and prosper as our soul prospers. We believe, Father, that it is your will to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So today we say, this is our day. This is our time. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you. This is our day. This is our time. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. This is our day. This is our time. In the name of Jesus, we exalt you. This is our day. This is our time. This is our day. This is our time. This is our day. This is our day. This is our moment. This is our week. This is our month. This is our time. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord as I prepare to give you our task for today. Come on and praise the Lord. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Now, let me give an altar call and then I'll give you the task because our time is run. If you're listening and you are not saved or you are in backslidden state, I want you to repeat after me so we bring you back to the family of the Lord. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, let everyone listening say, amen. Praise the Lord. You're now in the kingdom of God. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church so you can grow in grace. Make sure you're tuned in to Morning Motivation, Monday through Friday, live at 6:30, or you go hear the recording after 8 on feelthefire.com so that your soul can be nourished. And make sure you are out there with me this Friday night, September 22nd, at Outreach of Excitement Church at 7:30. Men, you are welcome as well. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. Now, our topic for today is the path to victory. Don't abort your blessings. Your task for today is to shine no matter what. Wherever you go today, do not dim your wattage for anyone. You be a 100-watt bulb. This is your time. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Make sure you go to fieldthefire.com to plug all of these dates into your phone and the address for the church. And make sure you're ordering your Remove All Clutter Challenge Journal from fieldthefire.com today. All right, you know every day we end with a song of the day. Our song for this morning is I'm Looking for a Miracle by the Clark Sisters. Because if you'll shine like a 100-watt bulb today, you'll bring your miracles into existence. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. I love you.